Over the weekend, presidential contenders Barack Obama and John McCain stepped out on faith, making an appeal to evangelical voters. They participated in a two-hour forum hosted by the minister Rick Warren at his Southern California megachurch. For some perspective, we're joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, how are you?
Always good to be with you, Farai.
So why do you think these presidential rivals chose to make this forum the first time they've appeared together during the general campaign?
Both of them had something to accomplish. I think John McCain is trying very hard to establish that he, while he might not have been the first choice of evangelical Christian voters, would be a good choice for evangelical Christian voters because he agrees with them on the preponderance of issues that they care about. That is to say, the abortion issue. He came out very clearly and said life begins at conception. He opposes all forms of abortion. And he also said that he believed that marriage was between one man and one woman, period. And that the gay marriage issue, the civil unions issue, is also big for that particular communion. So John McCain wanted to establish that while he might not have been their first choice, they preferred Mike Huckabee, perhaps they preferred Mitt Romney, someone else, that he could be the standard bearer for their cause. Barack Obama, in a similar fashion, knows that he has disagreements with them on some of those same issues, but wants to establish in their minds that unlike what they may think of either him or some other Democratic candidates in the past, he is a practicing Christian, that he is someone who cares a great deal about the view of the world that is espoused by evangelical Christian voters, and that on many other issues having to do with saving the planet or having to do with sharing wealth with the least advantaged people in this country and in the world, he is closer to their views than they might surmise and closer to their views than perhaps other political candidates.
Well, we are planning on having Pastor Rick Warren on tomorrow, and of course his schedule is extremely packed, but it shows the incredible sort of charisma and power he has, that he can bring these people together. There have been critics who say these two presidential candidates should not be saving their best moments for a religious forum, that it flies in the face of the separation of church and state and what America's about, et cetera. Why do you think that this specific religious forum is the one that was able to step into a role that maybe a Tim Russert might have otherwise?
An interesting comparison. Rick Warren is an interesting new approach from the standpoint of religious figures stepping into the media world and the political world. It's been done before. Of course, we've had many ecclesiastical figures, let's say, who have in one sense or another cozied up to power, cozied up to political figures, and performed a certain kind of role that they saw as serving their purposes, religious, if you will, purposes, and also providing a certain service to the body politic and to politicians. Let's take, for example, the most obvious case, Billy Graham. Billy Graham was able over a long period of time to befriend presidents, to pray for presidents, to be seen as, if you will, the president's pastor. That's pushing it perhaps a little bit, but he always was able to sort of cast a kind of blessing, if you will, a sort of aura of religiosity over even presidents who, let's face it, didn't have a great aura of religiosity on their own. He was their father confessor. I'm not saying that Rick Warren is necessarily going to step into that role, but he does seem to be in some sense or another auditioning for it. He wants to connect the kind of people that he represents, evangelical Christians, but not necessarily the image of evangelical Christians that you may have of some sort of fundamentalist Bible pounder, or those sorts of cliches from popular imagination, but serious people who care about political issues and bring to those issues a certain biblical perspective.
Ron, and just a little touch of this, what do you think Senators McCain and Obama might have learned from watching their own performances? Just briefly, one thing.
I think that Barack Obama has to notice the contrast between his own thoughtful but rather prolix answers that go on and on and the answers that John McCain was giving, which were in some cases just sentence fragments, but went right to the heart of what that particular audience wanted to hear.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, and we'll be out there on the campaign trail soon. I can't wait.
Ron, looking forward to talking to you again.
Yep, Ron, thanks so much. That was NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. He joined us from our headquarters in Washington, D.C., and we are going to speak with Pastor Rick Warren tomorrow.